Give us the details, the elevator pitch on what Etzel's all about. Because you guys work on some really cool projects, and I'm excited for our listeners to learn more about these.
Yeah, we do. So we can start right here where we're at Innova Place. We've done a couple cool projects here. We've built out two data centers, large data centers, and we've redone the front entrance for the developer, Pharos Properties.
Yes.
And it seems like, I guess, what one thing you might remember about Etzel is whoever we work for, they tend to invite us back. Because we do an open book process, so that basically means that we show everyone what we spend.
And so it's transparency, where lots of things can be kind of hidden and remain cloudy,
That's right. So if you're, let's say you're getting ready to renovate your own house and you have no idea what it should cost or might cost, you have no idea what you want to do, you work with a contractor that does open book, guaranteed maximum price, and it's basically a way of saying, hey, look, we won't spend any more than $100,000. And if we spend less, we'll actually give you that money back. Mm-hmm. And we're going to open our book at the end and show you exactly what we spent. And that process, open book contracting process, is really attractive to owners that are going to do the same thing again and again.
Sounds honest and fair.
They just want it. They want an open book process, and that's kind of what we excel at.
Well, I think even more interesting than that, and that's totally cool, but the fact that you're building like server rooms and stuff, like, I mean,
that's
serious construction that has to, it's not just any kind of construction. I mean, it's super high level, super technical, has to meet all types
security.
Of crazy standards and security and stuff like that.
Yeah, we call it mission critical. That's the name of the industry that we work in. And it's basically anything that needs redundant power. So if the lights go out, your computer server cannot go down.
Has to stay up.
And we use all kinds of fancy technical equipment, which we call UPSs, uninterruptible power supplies, generator backup.
I need one of those for my house.
You can get one.
Can you get me a deal on one of those?
It doesn't power a lot.
No, I just want to know that it won't. But I
you never know.
Yeah, there are UPSs people make for computers. If you plug your personal computer into it and you lose power in your house, there's maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes of power backup, maybe a little bit more. But that's an example of how someone in the home might make use of it.
So it's so interesting. I mean, the scope of the projects were something like, you know, data centers, but then the front entrance of Pharos. Which, you know, to me is like two very diverse.
Completely different. But you know how we get that kind of work is we work for a client and then the landlord says, hey, who did you use? And they said, oh, we used this company. Give them a call. They did good for us. And so landlords often ask their tenants who they use for their fit outs. So here, I presume this is the case. Pharos Property asked the tenant that locates in their space, hey, who did you use? And they called us in. And of course, we work, you know, over time to build a relationship, and then they gave us the front entrance. But not only – I'll mention something really cool we did. We did a roof replacement, and we located and lifted into place heavy air conditioning equipment on a Sunday morning at 6 a.m. These helicopter – we got a helicopter all the way from it came from Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
Flew to Allegheny County Airport, and it transported this air conditioning equipment in a very tight hour-and-a-half window, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, I think it was. It lifted it, put it into place, lifted it, put it into place. It was – and we had to close the roads.
That's mission critical right there.
Very mission critical, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. And we had people in these residential towers at 6 a.m. peeking out, asking what's going on.
What's dangling from that helicopter?
I know. It's terrifying. So I know there are a lot of reasons for people to take a better look at Etzel, but just I've heard that you have pioneered a program that saves 20% on construction costs and 15% on project schedule. So what are some time-saving and cost-saving techniques that you can implement for some of our member companies?
Yeah, so what we do is we've pioneered a process, Reg Etzel, our president, calls the Advanced Master Builder Program, AMBP. And what that basically means is we own the contract direct. So instead of hiring an electrician who goes and buys a generator and brings it into the building and then we hook it up, we actually go out and buy the generator. We go out and buy the lights, and we own a lot of purchasing, and that gives us a direct relationship with vendors. It cuts out markup because we don't have an electrician.
I was going to say, right, markup goes away right there.
Yeah, but it also gives us direct control over the project. So in the beginning, a generator is a huge expensive piece of equipment.
Right.
And if we buy it, we know exactly what we're getting. So when we go to build a concrete pad for the generator to sit on, we already have all the
– you got the specs. You know you're going to build the right size concrete pad. I bet you many times where there's miscommunication, you build the wrong size pad, and then it holds the project up because you got to – redo the pad, that creates more expense.
And, product.
Yeah. So this makes a lot of sense. It just streamlines everything.
It does. It streamlines it, and it makes it just a win-win because the owner gets something that's a little bit less expensive, but the quality is even better.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of our – that's our process.
Very cool. Very cool. So what are your thoughts having come back to Pittsburgh? You're working for Etzel. I mean, obviously, you're on these really cool projects, like everything from like putting in, as we said, you know, massive data centers to making sure that Faro's properties, that our Nova place looks great, which, by the way, looks fantastic.
Beautiful.
You roll past.
Thanks. Come see us.
Taking the facade of an old mall and trying to make it something you want to actually walk into is no small task, and you guys made it look great.
Well, the credit there goes to the Faro's team because they have a vision for this building.
Right.
And they've invested a lot. But what do I think about Pittsburgh having coming back? I think the coolest thing is the neighborhoods that we live and work and play in today weren't necessarily the neighborhoods we would have done that 10 years ago. Definitely not 20.
That's a good point. Right?
So I look now and I look at places like East End, the Hill District, parts of Lawrenceville, Aspinwall, Millvale, Etna. None of those places I would have hung out in high school. But now we live there.
You're drinking beer there on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's great. One of the best breweries is in Sharpsburg, which is 5 minutes from where I live. I live in Aspinwall. And you get that sense that, you know, it's not just urban redevelopment, but people are changing and retooling their lives in the way they live and work.
Yeah, we're really working on investing on the people and the places in some of these areas to get them up to economic speed with the rest of Pittsburgh. And that's really important. What's some of the new developments that you can tell us about that we might not know, that we should be on the lookout for, that you can announce?
Yeah, so I was just at lunch today with a couple professionals from a civil site company, and they're looking at projects all throughout Pennsylvania in the senior living category. And it's not maybe as sexy as the data center and technology mission critical.
That's pretty important, though.
Yeah, but it's a huge segment, and you're seeing senior living and senior care facilities going up all over, and they're part of communities that are being built in places. And in the context of those senior care centers going in, we talked about the redevelopment of the corridor between the airport and the cracker facility in Beaver.
Absolutely. The 376 corridor, it's a big deal.
So that should be a catalyst for a lot of redevelopment and change.
Great. And if people want to learn more about Etzel, where can they go and check you guys out?
Well, that's funny you ask. So we now have social media feed, and we have
– do.
Yeah, we've never had that before. We just got it started. So we're on all the social media sites, and if you just Google up Etzel Engineer ampersand build, I'm sure if you just do Etzel Engineer build, you'll get there.
Okay.
You'll find us on social media, and we have our own website. And
very cool.
And I just want to say from my side, I want to say thanks for all that you're doing.
Oh.
And Audrey.
Oh, thank you.
Gina and everyone.
Good stuff,
thank
Parker.
Thank you, Parker. You're helping to make this place more beautiful and more economically sound. So thank you.
Yeah, we're doing a small part, but we're happy to be part of it.
Good stuff. Parker Snyder from Etzel Engineering and Build. You guys are the best.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
We're taking a quick break. More tech vibe coming right at you. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
This is Gina Winstead.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org.